Today's first reading is the most explicit thesis on human free will in Old Testament literature. And the author is explicit. God is not the source of human sin. Free will has its beginning at the creation of the world, and free will is part of our human nature. Today, Sirach reminds us that our life from here to eternity is built on choices. And the Lord created us as free beings, but with freedom comes responsibility. We always have to own what we have done and what we have failed to do, which is why we make a penitential act every time at the celebration of the Eucharist. Sirach doesn't remind us today that we're free to choose. He encourages us to make the right choices. Evil choices and good choices are just that, choices. And keeping God's commands is an exercise of faith. God's commandments reflect God's wisdom, and that not only makes them good choices, but the best choices. Even if sometimes in the uncertainty of faith, we have to trust in God in making his choices our choices. When we are faithful to God's law, there is life. God is not responsible for our sin. That falls solely on our human shoulders. It's very fitting that today's psalm asks for guidance and discernment in keeping the law of God. Since the responsibility of sin rests with us, the power and wisdom of God are needed to make the proper choices. In today's gospel, our Lord teaches us that all the commandments have a purpose and reflect a wisdom that can shape our lives for the better if we choose to observe them from the heart. In his discourse, he is also calling out those who observe the commandments superficially and without heart. God doesn't do anything pointless. Everything is part of his loving plan for us. He hasn't come to discard the old covenant, the law, and the prophets as never having any purpose at all. Rather, he puts the old covenant's purpose in the context. In his own words, he did not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. We hear in the gospel the Greek word Jesus uses for hell, which is Gehenna. And Gehenna was Jerusalem's garbage dump. It had been the valley where unfaithful Jews in past centuries offered human sacrifices to false gods. And when the nation reformed and such practices were stopped, they decided to use it as an open-air incinerator. Thus, the ever-smoldering and worm-infested valley became a symbol for a place where people who rejected friendship with God suffered eternal frustration, hell. And Christ's frequent mention of hell in the gospel are Christ's warning for us. Jesus knows that we can only reach lasting happiness through the friendship with God, and he wants us to be happy. So he warns us about everything that could damage or destroy that friendship, leading eventually to eternity spent without God. That is an indescribable, painful prospect, because we were created to live in union with God. Eternity without God is everlasting frustration. Since Jesus loves us, he tells us the truth, even the tough truth. But there is another side to this truth as well, the side St. Paul refers to in today's second reading. He reminds us of the magnificent wisdom of God's divine plan, which we, if we follow, will bring us to heaven. And heaven is a state of happiness so complete and overflowing that St. Paul explains, no eye has ever seen or ear has ever heard, or can we even imagine it? Hell, eternal frustration, is a reality worth being warned about. And God granted St. Teresa of Avila a vision of hell, and here's how she described it. The entrance, it seems to me, was similar to a very long and narrow alleyway, like an oven, low and dark and confined. The floor seemed to consist of dirty, muddy water emitting foul stench and swarming with putrid vermin. All of this was delightful to see in comparison with what I felt there. I experienced a fire in my soul that I don't know how I could describe. The bodily pains were so unbearable. This was nothing next to the soul's agonizing, a constriction, a suffocation, an affliction so keenly felt and with such despairing and tormenting unhappiness, I felt myself burning and crumbling. And I repeat, the worst was that interior fire and despair. Hell exists. It's a doctrine of our faith. But heaven, eternal and unimaginable fulfillment, is just as real. It will be the reward of everyone who dies in friendship with God. His warning in today's gospel passage is a warning of love, and we should take it that way. Jesus taught us the truth about heaven and hell for a reason. He wants us to remember that our everyday choices have consequences. Either they help grow our friendship with Him, keeping us on the path to heaven, or they distance us from Him, making us more vulnerable to temptation and eternal disaster. And we'd be foolish if we don't take this as a reminder seriously. Today's readings teaches us that in our lives, in our work, in our marriage, we must seek our spiritual goal. We must open our hearts and mind to the Holy Spirit so we can know the will of God in all things. And knowing the will of God, we must be moved to act upon it and do what the Holy Spirit inspires us to do. We must stop looking at the hardships and sufferings of life as punishment from God. Instead, we must ask ourselves, what does God want me to learn from this? Can I learn patience? Can I learn compassion? Can I learn not to be judgmental? Can I forgive? Having been disciplined by grace, we will begin to be transformed into the likeness of God Himself. Mary, Queen of Peace, pray.